Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Join me as I unveil the stories of goddesses from across time and cultures. We will dive deep into the archetypes and energies that these goddesses embody, and we'll explore the practical applications of goddess wisdom in our daily lives. We'll discuss how to connect with the divine feminine through rituals, meditation, creative expression, and acts of conscious living. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner of goddess spirituality or just beginning your journey, this podcast is for you. Hi, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. Today I'm here with the goddess Persephone, and she is very kind enough to join us with just whatever messages she wanted to share. So I'm just going to speak whatever comes and allow her to be here. All right. She's just telling me to kind of get clear. So for all you who are there is what I just heard, and who all of you who have made yourself available to hear these thoughts, or to hear my words from the underground realm, if you will, she's here to help guide you to learn about your, okay, I'm just going to say what she said about the self, about your true self, about your own inner queen, your own inner power. That is her guidance. That is what she's going to focus on today, although she's saying that is not the extent of her power. There is much more to her than what you have read. And to partner with her is to understand and to learn her own gnosis that she, she has acquired, if you will, through her experiences in life. And she put quotes around life, but her experiences, as you are all well aware of her origin story underneath the stars, but that is not the truth of it all. It is what you have learned from man's perception of Persephone, is what I just heard, of the maiden, but you have not heard it from her. Thus, she will teach you today a revelation, thank you, of herself as a guide, even as a counselor. And she's telling me that not many people see her that way, as someone who counsels. But remember, she too is a queen, as are a few other goddesses. But she's a queen of the, and she keeps calling it, the under realm. Okay, so I'm just going to utilize her words. And she wants me to tell you all, whoever's listening, she appreciates you taking the time to listen to her words. Many people, she said, seek her out, but they don't really listen to what it is she is trying to teach, or they have a distorted perception of her at the start. Thus, they are not expecting her to talk about certain topics, or to approach them in a different way. So be mindful of this. She will, if you are curious, her words, if you are curious, tell them to, yes, learn about me, but learn about my causes. That's an interesting way of putting it. So I'm asking her to clarify, what do you mean? Things that are important to her, things that matter here. And she wants to say, globally, that's her word. Okay, so don't think small when you come to her. You think big, because she has a wider presence than what you are taught. She understands that, oh my God, I cannot believe she just said this. I'm dying. She understands there are other goddesses like the Archer herself, and I know exactly who she's talking about, who seem to have a dominant presence on the earth, but she is greater still. So be mindful when you approach her, and be thoughtful when you approach her with your questions and what it is you would also like to learn from her. If it is within her wheelhouse, she will help you. She will focus today on two lessons, two learnings She said, one as the praxidike, she said what I call her, which is true, the exactor of justice. And then also she wants to teach you about, and she said this to me earlier before I started, and I wasn't sure if I heard her correctly, but she's saying she wants to talk to you about the elevated self. Okay, so she's going to bring this to us and she wants to emphasize we're going to talk about that today. Okay, so I'm asking her, okay, the first thing she wants to talk about is praxidike, the art of justice and the art of truth, both on the scale, she said, of life. So she is a wise, this is interesting, she's telling me that yes, she's a wise teacher, but she has been a wise learner. She's become wise through learning, through a lot of hardship and a lot of adversity, and she's had to apply herself in difficult situations where she felt disempowered, lost, confused, and as if she didn't have a leg to stand on. You have to remember, she said, of her abduction, of her moment of disempowerment, right? Of her, and she used the word of the fault, of the fall or the falter. I don't know which one, but either one. And how that made her, of course, very afraid, but it also was the root of her fear of being, yes, by herself, being captured, her words, and again, of being captured and losing herself, losing who she was, and having to start all over again to find herself. And she felt that the disempowerment, the lack of justice was, she felt, she used the word impenetrable, okay? Thus, she had to learn to, yes, refind herself, find her inner strength, learn her own true power, and learn herself as a queen of a realm whose responsibility it was to exact, I know she's using a different word, but I'm just going to say adjudicate. Thank you, Persephone. I was like, I can't get it. Adjudicate. Other souls. And she said, this is personal. And I take this on, but she took this on for herself as in her queenly realm. And she wants to teach you about the art of, I'm just clarifying with her, did you say justice? Adjudication. Okay. I actually have to look this up. But I'm going to keep going and I'm going to look this up at the end of the episode. I want to make sure I have the right words. She said, justice, part of justment is exacting a judgment upon others and even yourself too, right? Righting wrongs. She said, exacting fairness here on the planet is no small matter. Many of us, she said, go about our daily lives judging others, saying we would have acted differently. We would have behaved better. We would not have followed through with whatever plan, right? We are very good, she said, I'll just say judges for our sake, right? We judge a lot of people. She said, however, exacting judgment on others is no small feat, especially when they come into her realm, because she is making a decision based on what she believes to be, you know, and based on what she has designated, right versus wrong, right? Light versus darkness. Thank you. And she has to penetrate beneath that veneer of her own, of what one would consider a distorted perception. Thank you. Right? And this is what she wants you to call into question about yourself. When you feel that you have been wrongly enacted upon, wrongly judged, wrongly assessed, when you feel there is some sort of injustice in your life exacted upon you, she wants you to penetrate through the veneer. And she wants you to understand the why. What is the foundation of what has occurred in your life? And be honest with yourself. As she said, only the inner eye can see the truth and explain it to you well, without the smoke and mirrors. without the distortion of, she even said, or the mire of the personality. She was like the inner judge, which knows no deceit, will help you see the truth of what has happened and understand why it has happened, so that you can learn to embrace what has happened, forgive what has happened. But she said the why is the most important thing, because she said for us as humans, it is hard for us to move on without the understanding of why something happened, especially out of left field. And so she said for her, she has to take a step back to see things comprehensively and to understand that foundational why. Why did whoever entered my realm act a certain way? You know, what is the distortion on top of that? She has to be able to, and she's showing me, it's like she's polishing off whatever residue is there that's prohibiting her from seeing the truth of the situation, the truth of our behavior, even the truth of our personality, which comes with very specific distortions in itself. And she is very good, she said, at helping you get through that foggy veneer. Thank you. And that is where she comes in as a divine exactor of justice to help you see why in your life you faltered, or why situations have happened that have seemed very unfair or unjust. She will help you see the entire scope of it all if you call upon her and ask for her guidance, she said, and enter my realm with the utmost respect. I hope all of that made sense, you guys. I won't know until I go back and listen. But she said, do not be afraid to enter her realm, to work with that piece of yourself, to try to really understand your own, she said, inner narrative, and then the outer narrative that you tell yourself. But she said, remember that truth is always available. She said, you really have the ability to understand beneath the stars itself. We are all endowed with that skill set, but many of us would rather pretend otherwise, that we don't know. We don't have that level of access, but we do. And she said, we are all here to help you become wiser, but you must entertain the thought, and you must drop your swords before you enter. And she said, become vulnerable with me. And she's telling me that, remember, you know, she is vulnerable, and she's suffered in her own way for a time, she said, for a time. So that is the first thing that she said. She wanted to say to you all who are listening to her words. And she said, okay, I feel like this is what she was trying to tell me earlier. She was like, please remember, I will not take a biased approach with you. It is my job to be unbiased underneath the stars. And that's what she keeps saying, that phrase to me over and over. And I feel like I'm in a cave with her or something. She just wants you to come. She's telling me this, and I find this very fascinating, and I want to ask her in my head a couple of things, but she's saying similar. Okay. I was asking her because sometimes when I've read her mythology, it reminds me of, the descent of Inanna into the underworld with Eresh Kigal, and how she was made to literally take off her clothes, take off any garment, take anything she had to leave the closer she approached Eresh Kigal, and she had to come completely naked and bare. And she said, yes, the stories are similar. And she said, for you, the only thing that is at stake is the truth. What are you willing to learn? You know, and are you willing to listen to her words? And she said, are you willing to listen to her guidance underneath the stars? And she will have you listen closely to her. So anyway, She also just said, I will have them listen close and closely to me, garments or not. Okay, thank you. All right, so I know there was another thing she wanted to talk about, which was, I'm sitting here like, what did you say about the self? She said the elevated self. She also wanted to say, are you all, going back to being a divine exactor of justice, she said, are you willing to even listen to the curious case of truth, of knowledge? I hope we all are. I am. Okay, last thing. Are you willing to become an initiate of hers? She wants you to ponder that thought before you come to her as well. And always behold an offering in your hand. And she is showing me a pomegranate, although another type of offering will do. Okay, let us talk about the elevated self. So I'm asking her what it is that she wants to say about this. She wants to talk about the concept of regality, because remember, she is a queen, rightly so, on her throne, and she has earned it, she said. For a millennia, that's a funny way of putting it, but she wants to talk to you about your own divine inner queen of your realm and becoming that and owning that. And she said, what does that look like for you to be regal and to see your regality in the mirror within yourself? What divine respect shall you have? And also, she said, being a queen is also about showing the divine respect towards others, not just yourself, but that is a queenly act. She wants you to look closely at your inner self, because she is there with all of her... I want to make sure I'm hearing this correctly. I swear I heard stately tools. I hope that makes sense. With everything that she needs, everything that she has earned, and with her own inner calling. She said a queen knows this. She is fully aware, or keenly aware, of her, of the queenly self and what is expected of her. And the attitudes that she governs, if that makes sense. She said, what is it to be a queen? She wants you to ponder on this for a moment. What is it? And she's asking me. So I'm like, okay, what is it? What do I personally think? I think it is to, I think there's a level of ruling, of being committed to your people. I mean, obviously I am kind of talking about this in a very traditional, stereotypical sense of being a queen of a realm. But I think you owe it to people to be honest, authentic, and compassionate. That's what I feel like it means to be a queen. I'm sure there's more to this, but I'm just speaking in terms of the first things that are coming to my mind. And she said, rightly so, all of this and more. And she said, do not forget, being a queen is to not judge yourself harshly. She said, it is easy to do so, but a queen knows better. She knows the hardships of life. She knows that they are obstacles to overcome. And thus you learn, and you are growing the inner self to become a more elevated self. She said that is all part of the plan for everybody, no matter who you are, where you come from. No matter from which place you have derived, is her phrase. So I'm just going to throw that in there. She said, but she wants you to really appreciate yourself, because that is what a queen does. She is committed to loving herself, knowing herself, and she is committed above all else to truth. And she said, do you understand this? And she wants to tell you that her realm, and even the realm of the goddesses, they are true. They are beings of truth and guidance. She wants you to be aware. She understands the manufactured lies about her realm, how they are unseemly beings, she put it. But She wants to reiterate. She wants to, what's the phrase she's using? Something home. She wants, I'm just going to say reiterate, that they are appreciated beings for their own knowledge, even for their own personal quest, because they too have personal callings to help others with, you know, with what they came here to do. So the elevated self matters a lot while you are here on planet Earth in your humanity. In this form, she said, as a human. She said, what is it to truly elevate yourself? You know, and she said, look at this also from a queenly perspective. What does that mean for you exactly? She said, to rule over all others is not so much what is at stake here. She said, to have mastery over the self. Mastery over your heart. And what she means is compassion, love, generosity, all these things. And she said honesty, and all these things matter. Giving of yourself truly and delivering truth to others, whether they like it or not. She said it doesn't need to be harmful, but it is helpful in some ways to help reveal what is true. And it's very interesting because she's showing me, which I don't know, she's handing me, and it has all this light around it. It's like the sword that cuts through all the BS to get to the truth. And it's divine. So she wants you to take this approach with yourself, cut through all the BS, she said. But again, listen to your inner heart speak. Allow that to guide you here, and behave as though you were a queen. She said, the queen of yourself and the queen of your heart. What would you allow in? And what would you not allow to penetrate through? She wants you to also protect your heart. She said, it is very insightful. It has its own mind, she said, and it is connected to the source of all things. And it's your true self. I'm asking her if there was anything else that she wanted to say about this, because she's showing me little things here and there as I'm talking. And she's telling me not to be afraid. And she's telling this to you guys too, not to be afraid of your calling. It is just, it is fair. You asked for this. All of you asked to be helpful and to be wiser beings, but wisdom comes through hardship. Know that you will gain even though you have lost. It is a cycle. She said, gaining and losing. It is a cycle for all of humanity, even of the earth itself. Does it not gain in leaves as it loses in the winter, she said. I'm asking her if there's anything else. And she's just adding this to the mix. This is very interesting because, again, you wouldn't expect this from her, but she said, positivity matters. being positive with yourself. She said, uplift yourself. That is, and she says, your own gnosis, your own personal gnosis is uplifting. It will remind you of what is and what isn't, of what is true and what is fake, or what is insincere, she said. Right, that's why you have to get to the root of who you are and what matters most here for yourself, and to get to the root of your inner calling. But she wants to reiterate again, she thinks that through the lens of looking at yourself, through the lens of a queen, would be helpful for each person who is listening to her today. And it is a form of guidance that she would give to you if you were to approach her. Stately realms, what I heard. She wants, and she is very thorough. So if you approach her, she will want to dissect, but to help you learn. Gratitude matters. And she just said she appreciates you listening. There's a lot more to her that is unique and that has yet to be revealed or uncovered, were her words. And if you dine with her in the underrealm, you will learn her thoughts. and she will help you well. I'm asking if there's anything more. It has been very interesting for me to connect with Persephone, because when I connect with other goddesses, everybody has their own energy, right? And there are certain things that matter to each one more than the others. And I wanted to ask her this. I'm very curious. Just, I want to personally know, like, if there were to be an initiate, if someone were to become an initiate of you, must they also become an initiate of Demeter? Or people call her Demeter, but I just say Demeter. She said some will. Some will initiate themselves into both, she said, and some will not. It depends on the person and, you know, what guidance and which teacher best serves them. But learn her well, learn her stories, learn her myths, she said. You will learn her behavior if you explore those, but you will see there is more to her when you dine with her. And it is very interesting, you guys, because let me tell you, I swear I'm in an underground cavern and she's at one end of the table and I'm just having an overview, but this table is extremely long. Okay, so she's like a queen on her throne with a scepter and I see her there, but come dine with her. I get this feeling, also bring her a glass of red wine. Oh, she just corrected me, pomegranate wine. It's a thing, I guess. she will help you to unpack your truth, unpack who you are. And it is a journey. It is a quest that she will guide you through. But do not forget, she is a queen, so approach her as such. Be reminded of this. And she is grateful you are hearing her words. Is there anything else you would like to say to everybody before we close out? She's through. Okay, she said she is through positively. So I just want to say thank you to Persephone, Goddess Persephone. We are very grateful and I'm always humbled by the ability to communicate and to listen. So thank you.